You know when you're 3/4 asleep and you're face planted into your pillow in bed and you're awake just enough, aware just enough to feel like you're about to suffocate, and it requires every ounce of your being to tip your face, to move your head so you could pop up and breathe? That quarter asleep paralysis? Scary shit. This is Side Cuts, coming to you live from Vancouver, British Columbia, on the West Coast, best coast. Vancouverites, take care out there. Lots of snow in the city. I'm inside right now, staring at the pretty giant snowflakes falling hard from the sky. We Vancouverites are pussies when it... Check that. We Vancouverites are nutsacks when it comes to dealing with the snowy weather. I'm currently procrastinating right now. I should be doing laundry, but I'm a little bit intimidated by the fact that I believe I have more than one load. Lately, contemplating filling the remaining voids in my life, I realize that I'm experiencing this strange form of quarter asleep paralysis, which ends up being procrastination, excuses, and reasons. And my most ongoing excuse is that I'm all out of excuses, which is the last and worst kind of all excuses. The excuse train comes down to a very simple thing for me: surrendering to distractions, addicted to distractions. A lot of us are. I should be reading, but instead, I'll listen to a sports analysis show and listen to these people talking about the same shit over and over again. I should be writing, but I'm going to go to the gym first and then make something to eat and then hydrate and rest maybe. I should be researching a path to a near future I wish to live, but I'm going to rewatch the football game that I missed first. I should take the initiative of enforcing no TV night 3 nights a week. Tonight, I should do that and sit down with my girlfriend and have a conversation. But I'm sure we're going to check out what's on Netflix first. My mother thinks I lack a sense of priorities because I don't have the responsibilities of having a family of my own with kids of my own. But isn't that an excuse as well? An excuse that she makes for me? And an excuse that I accept to avoid further contemplation as to what the actual excuse is for my at times selfish, noncommittal, and unaccountable behavior? I like to research people that I believe don't make any excuses, like a Bill Gates. He has a little cabin, a thinking cabin, he calls it, by the lake where he goes to read and research and think out what he's read and learned, to brainstorm and write. And I think to myself, if we had a little thinking cabin, would we be able to focus? Or would it be a priority to make a fire and tend to it while we contemplate the serenity and beauty of nature? Take a dip in the lake first. Do highly motivated people procrastinate in different ways? I hope. Does Warren Buffett linger just a bit too long in his study while he's supposed to be on the treadmill? I don't know. Probably. A lot of people are always late, chronically late. And surely that's a byproduct of waiting too long to get ready. Procrastination. The only time in my life I did my taxes on time was when I thought that they were due at the end of February as opposed to April. Never made that mistake again. I don't procrastinate going to the gym because that's my favorite distraction. It's the most justifiable activity in place of other possibly more important activities. We all make excuses, and I'm sure even for overachievers, they can feel at times that they could be more productive. I hope, because that would be an excellent excuse for me as an underachiever to be able to cite the fact that even the ambitious have their moments. Procrastination are the plates we serve excuses on. Excuses are the trains we ride to mediocrity and distractions. I suppose that's the scenery or the dessert, the final course. All aboard the excuse train. I have friends that tell me that I'm too hard on myself, which I suspect now might be an excuse they're making for me for their own benefit. Commiserating is great bonding, and it alleviates one's own sense of guilt for procrastinating. It justifies one's lack of production. Hey man, we all do it. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. I've been reflecting upon my lack of accomplishments as it relates to my current goals and dreams. I talk about this to my dear friend Randy, and he'll be very supportive. He'll list off my achievements, my accolades, my credentials. Don't be so hard on yourself, he says. My girlfriend says the same thing. But if I'm not going to be hard on myself, then who's going to be? Because ultimately, no matter how much one person cares about you, it should be you that gives a shit the most about your own shit. And if we can't hold ourselves to be accountable to the highest standards as defined by ourselves, then who's going to be hard on us? Who's going to hold us to those standards? My excuse for not calling my mom way more often is that I have no excuses left. I don't even answer myself anymore when I ask myself that question because, and again, apparently, I'm all out of excuses. My mom records and sends audio messages on WhatsApp, sends them to my sister and I, and my sister will say to her, don't send them to me. I don't have time to listen to them. You don't have time to listen to them? Is that your reason? Is that your excuse? So many people over the years, we all know them, they tell me they don't have time to exercise or work out. No time? Time is all we have. Well, that might be the case and a legitimate excuse for poor people with kids, but not for single people and or the well-off or wealthy. If you're rich, throw your fucking kid into an art class and go to a 30-minute workout, driving there in your car. I managed people in the hospitality and restaurant business for years, and I excelled at it. I excelled at it because I was very good at calling people out. I was excellent at calling out people's excuses. Excuses rule mighty in working environments because accountability is seldom a point of pride. True accountability is rare. People cheat on partners. Common excuses can be, I wasn't happy in the relationship. Which is kind of like taking on a new job while you still have the one you don't like or hate and working both at the same time until you finally decide to come clean and quit the job that you don't like or hate. Scratch that. That was a shitty analogy. Shitty analogy! Shitty analogy. Let's simplify. Let's generalize here. People who cheat on partners, common excuses can be, what, I was drunk? It didn't mean anything? Or perhaps philosophical reasons, like it was, you know, it was meant to be and cheating was the catalyst. Possibly it wasn't meant to be. That's the Rolls Royce of all excuses. It wasn't meant to be, or is meant to be an excuse and a reason wrapped up in one preordained package for your convenience. Or if cheating is just what you do, as in that's the reason, then I suppose that's your excuse. Note to self here. I need to reclassify hyperboles to describe perceived top echelon shit. What do I know about Rolls Royces? They suck as far as I know. And beyond that, I don't know anything about them. Empty reference. Pardon the empty reference. Sorry, I digress. Being busy is a common and socially acceptable excuse as well. I'm too busy. I'm not busy enough. I gotta keep busy. Gotta stay busy. Been so busy lately. Just ramping up. It's gonna be busy. Busy being busy. I'm not trying to rationalize or philosophize. I just think that our excuses become our reasons, and our reasons formulate our realities. And when reality sets in, we accept it, which is the biggest excuse of them all. It's reality. It's reality, man. Going back a second, it's not that I'm not proud of some of my accomplishments, but the past is increasingly becoming less important as I get older. And I don't mean the past as in what adds up to being the joys of your life. Of course we cherish our fondest childhood memories, our fondest memories in general. It's a given that we'll always love those who are important to us. Of course, the past is a part of you and will always be. It's important because we learn from our past. I just mean that what you did, what I did yesterday or 10 years ago, as it relates to my immediate goals and priorities, might not necessarily hold value in the present moment. What you wish to be moving forward may not carry any semblance to the future of you or the you that you wish to be. I was talking to my dear friend Brandon yesterday about our inertia of truly prioritizing our personal affairs to move forward and solidify a secure future. We're at that age. It's important. And after our self-critical conversation, I procrastinated for my plan for the day. to turn the page. And the following day, I texted Brennan, informing him that after our chat, I pretty much immediately dumped my plan for the day. Procrastinated, didn't check off any of the boxes I needed to. To which he replied, "You'll cross those things off when it's time, bro." And I appreciate the support, Brandon. I really do. But what? As in I'll do it later? As in one day? One day is the great assassin of excuses. I was once a corporate soldier, and in those days, I did not hesitate in the slightest or make any excuses for plowing a path to as close to the top as I could possibly get to. I realize now, of course, that climbing the corporate ladder so aggressively was in fact me making one excuse after the other. I'm working too many hours, but it'll pay off. I'm going to fuck this person over because he or she deserves it. I'm going to kiss ass because I'm smart and manipulative. No, I wasn't. I'm not. I'm going to bend over and wait because I want to earn 6 digits and acquire a status-lifting title. And by the way, speaking of titles, whether you're a dishwasher or a CEO, we all work for a wage and we all work to eat. That's it. Back to the present. I have new dreams. I want different things in my life as compared to 5 or even 10 years ago. But I'm so used to making excuses. I'm so used to making excuses that they skip that classification altogether and go straight to reasons. My excuses are turning into reasons. And yes, I'm making a career pivot. And it's not easy and it's not supposed to be easy. And I understand that. But why am I even talking about this right now? Why am I even talking about procrastination and excuses and reasons? I'm doing it while I'm doing it. The Nike campaign from the 90s, I believe, Just Do It. The Just Do It campaign rang so true for many of us because we could squash excuses with a pair of runners, or in my case, with a pair of sweatpants, with those words, "Just Do It," running down the side of my leg as a mantra for all to see, representing my state of mind. Was bullshit. The power of marketing and its mythologized antidotes facilitates our fantasies of shedding excuses like wearing a bandage over a fucking zit. I've always related to great athletes because to me, Muhammad Ali or Michael Jordan never had excuses for losing. They only ever seemed to have reasons for not. My excuses, our collective excuses for not taking care of the shit we need to be, is akin to collecting empty calories. The more you gain, the less you have. Excuses, be it reasons, be it driven by procrastination via distractions, is all the same shit. Different strains, very specific strains, but all the same shit. All aboard! Last call for the excuse train. I don't want to get on anymore. I don't want to get on the excuse train. This is Side Cuts.